To us, the King James Version now sounds very exalted and solemn, but of course it was a translation into the vernacular.
Absolutely.
And it's full of the rhythm and the grit and the grain of a vernacular translation.
Absolutely.
Is that something which also emerges in the Patois translation?
Absolutely. One of the reasons why so many persons object to the Jamaican translation, is because they believe it's not a worthy language to convey the high solemnity and cadence of the King James Version, the Word of God. But when the Bible was translated in English, if you ask Tyndale and Wycliffe, they lost their lives over it.
And they were the great first translators
absolutely.
Of the Bible into English.
Absolutely. So in Jamaica, we have an expression that says, old time same thing, come back again, meaning what happened in the past is happening again.
A translation, as Nabokov said, is always an act of betrayal. Are there things that are lost, do you think, or things that become difficult once you translate out of English into Jamaican?
That is true. You cannot always convey from one language to another all the nuances, everything that is there in one language. It doesn't carry across. That's why if you make a joke in one language, it doesn't always translate into the other language, the target
We had an interesting discussion earlier when you said halfway through our discussion, what is a conquer?
Which is an interesting I have no idea. And even though you explained it, I still have no idea what it is and why it's so popular. But then that's very typical of this culture.
Yeah, and also like in the authorized version, they translate a Hebrew word as coney, meaning rabbit. But in fact, it was actually a hyrax or a rock badger. So the Bible, in a way, in the vernacular, becomes familiar to the people in whose language it's translated.
And the Bible is about communicating. It's not about keeping things hidden. So that you say, wow, it must be important because I don't understand what it's saying. So it's got to be important. No, it's about communicating. Jesus himself spoke the language of the people.
Yeah.
He's on the cross. And in this most serious of moments, he speaks in Aramaic, which is what the persons would have understood. The New Testament was written in ordinary Greek, Koine Greek.
Yeah. Let's hear. Could you give us the Lord's Prayer in Patois, Koine?
Okay. It goes something like this. We're far away in heaven. Make people have enough respect for you and your name. Make the time come when you're ruling everywhere. Lord, make what you want for your upon earth happen. Just like how what you want for your in heaven happen. Every day give you the food what we need. Pardon we for all the wrong what we do. Just like how we pardon them we do it wrong. And don't make we face nothing where we cause we for sin. And protect we from the wicked one. Amen.